David's final words in this psalm of victory in 2 Samuel 22 point beyond himself. He says, "Great salvation he brings to his king and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever." David wasn't just celebrating his personal deliverance. This psalm was looking ahead to the eternal king who would come from his lineage. And this is where David's song becomes Jesus's song. Jesus is the greater David, the anointed one who would bring not just military victories, but eternal salvation. He wouldn't just be delivered from death, he would defeat death itself. The steadfast love of God to David was ultimately fulfilled in Christ, who now rules and reigns forever. And here's the challenge for us. Are we leaving a legacy of worship like David did? David didn't just worship in private, remember? His life and his kingdom were built around the exclusive worship of God in the public square. His faithfulness to proclaim who God is ensured that future generations would know the greatness of the Lord. So what about us? Are we teaching our children and grandchildren to worship God boldly? Are we pointing others to the true King, Jesus Christ? Is our life building a foundation of faithfulness for the next generation? David left a legacy of worship, and we should too. 3 points of prayer for you to consider today. Lord, help me to leave a legacy of faithfulness and worship. Show me how to point others to Jesus in everything I do. Keep me from being silent about the salvation that you have given me. 2 different people groups to pray for. Stan and Donna Scroggins, our Asia-Pacific coordinators, and the Tagalog LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of the Philippines. 1 last thought. Worship is not just for today. It's a legacy that should point future generations to Christ, the eternal King.